coming to the gathering reminds me that there is community and I'm not alone. And I can be in good company and be treated with dignity and respect, and that I'm still human. I'm not just some animal out there living in the wilds of, you know, on the fringes of society, which happens when you're homeless. You find yourself on the fringes and on the outside looking in, and it can be scary and it can be brutal, and it's very difficult, and you learn what you're made of and you learn what you can become, what you are. But it's real hard, and physically it's hard. I mean, I can't even imagine having to sleep in a tent every night or rolled up in a tarp under a bush every night, night after night after night for years and years. Is even for weeks, it would be challenging at best. A lot of times I felt like I was being kicked to the curb like a dog. One time I was sleeping on somebody's couch one winter when I was homeless, before I had the van and I was homeless for a minute, and I went in to sleep on their couch, and I was laying on that couch. I felt just like a stray dog that they just let in out of pity, out of the cold. It was 30 below zero, so they let me in out of the cold out of pity like a stray dog, and it felt horrible, just horrible. And I didn't want to think that that's what my life was. And I was working. I worked a lot. Even when I was homeless, I was still working. But that even gets hard. It's hard to get up in the morning and be ready for work when it takes an hour and a half to do your morning chores. And so it makes it difficult. But we carry on one day at a time.